looking at your book, at Rosewater and Orange Blossoms, if you were going to pick recipes from your book to make the perfect Maureen Aboud meal, let's say we were coming to your house and you were going to put on the perfect meal for us, what recipes would you pick?
So first I would think about you and what you like to eat and would definitely make a few nibbles for when you come through the door, like the almond-stuffed dates, warm almond-stuffed dates with lime zest. These are caramely and sweet and savory at the same time. And anytime I or anyone else eats them, it's like a swoon. It's chewy, but you have this toasted nut in the center with a little bit of that tartness of the lime on top. And it's warmed with some olive oil. And when someone walks through my door, I want to give them something right away. So that with something to drink would start the meal. And I love this phyllo tart with labneh and olives and chives and caramelized tomatoes on top. And looks like it was really difficult to make. It's not too bad. If you can get your mind around working with some phyllo, just a few sheets of phyllo, This is an appetizer. You feel like you're eating like a king or a queen with this. It's just gorgeous. Everything I make, it's something that I know I would love to eat too. I'm always tasting everything as I go to make sure that the flavors are just what they should be. Then, to make it casual and simple and fun and everyone relaxed, I would have big platters of mjadra, which many people know is a lentil and rice or bulgur wheat dish with crispy onions on top. That with a scoop of labneh and a beautiful butter lettuce salad with walnuts, toasted walnuts, and a little bit of a shallot dressing on that. And, of course, I would want to serve some protein, chicken skewers, which have been marinated in yogurt, and they're really tangy and delicious and then charred nicely. Lamb kebabs as well. These are just so fun. You can put them on the grill and put them on a nice platter, put them out with everything else, and everyone always enjoys those with some sauces. And one thing that I've discovered and love to serve is a homemade falafel. To me, it blows any other falafel you'd want to eat out of the water. And you can make the falafel with fresh herbs, lots and lots of fresh herbs. It's very green. And fry them off for people as you're sitting down to eat with a lemony tahini sauce. That falafel beats anything you can get in any restaurant. And I would love to make for you the smoothest, creamiest hummus that you can eat or make. And I do it with a peeled chickpea that I'm actually selling on my site now. You can buy them there, and they're hard to find. A peeled chickpea is a labor of, it's a difficult task that nobody really wants to do. But when you make hummus, which is a chickpea dip, most everyone has had hummus at this point, with a peeled chickpea, it's not grainy like it can be with a regular chickpea. And if you use this tahini that I'm also selling and sharing on my site, that is not bitter, it's never bitter, and it's nice and smooth. This is a hummus that is unforgettable. And I'm making that for everyone whenever I can now, because the difference between that and the other hummuses that you have that are grainier and the flavor just isn't quite there, this I think excites people, and it shows them a different way of really exceptional hummus.
And what will we have for dessert?
My favorite part of any meal, dessert comes first, at least in my planning. I usually make that first so that it's done, out of the way, and ready to go, because I would never want to miss dessert. Rosewater meringues with a roasted rhubarb compote over the top, roasted rhubarb over the top. These are just so beautiful. They grace any table. The meringues you can make ahead. You can even freeze them. You can make them a couple months ahead. I mean, and then in season, that rhubarb, when it's roasted, becomes bright, bright pink. And a dash of chopped pistachios over the top. And this is a super special dessert. Makes anyone feel like you've put a lot of love into it.